You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Actually, for us, it's time to get back to fun. Thank you for the calls. For a long time, first time, we have one line open, but we're going to try to get through every one of them if we can. If you're on hold, please hang in there. We're starting with, is it Marcellia? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for finally calling us.
Thanks for having me on. I was kind of shocked that they answered so quickly.
Well, you called. We pick up, you know?
It's our customer service, Marcellia. We aim for solid customer service.
It's really good. Yeah. So give us
five stars, all right?
You have a question.
Yeah, I have a boy, and I'm scared for him to be a teen. It's coming up soon. And I was wondering, do you guys think it's okay to offer him the option of a vasectomy?
What?
As
a teenager?
I was watching
a YouTube video, and a mother was forcing her teens to get vasectomies.
No, you don't want to do that. No, that's horrible.
But you want to give
no
your...
options for boys. So
no.
No, hold on. No. Let's pump the brakes here. So you have
down.
A son. You have a son who's going to be a teenager. Mm-hmm. Going on, what, 13?
Yeah. He's 10, but, time flies. So
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
I feel uncomfortable.
You can't make a decision for a 10-year-old like that
that would
affect the rest of their life.
Don't do that. Yeah.
I don't want to force them, but I did want to... Is it okay
no.
to bring up that option to them?
No, don't do that.
No,
too young.
When you're a kid, you don't have all of the facts at your disposal. You're a child. I mean, you don't let them make that kind of important decision.
That's a decision they should make for themselves when they're older. And
that's a solid no, Marcellia.
That's a no.
Well, I appreciate hearing that from a man because it's hard being a single mom. So,
Yeah, don't do
with
that.
Opposite sex.
No, and I've had that procedure done, but I waited until after we had our second child and went in and did it. And they actually had to do it twice on me because...
Oh, for God's sake. Here we go.
It's a long story. Anyway, the needle was bent and everything. And anyway,
Marcellia, we love you. Thank you for listening. Don't get that blade anywhere near him.
Don't do that, all right?
Love you guys, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
What a strange way to start this.
and we're off.
What?
Hello, Carrie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I was surprised I got through, too.
Well, here you are. Don't screw it up, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best accent. I'm so excited. I can't believe it.
You're so bubbly.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Not really. Just getting an allergy shot, and then my parents are coming home from a trip, so I get to go visit them or go see them for breakfast on Sunday morning.
Pancakes.
So, I'm not sure where we're going, but it's out by the airport. So,
tell me more about this allergy shot. Are you allergic to a lot of stuff?
I'm allergic to just about everything.
What kind of life is that?
How does that manifest? I mean, do you like swell up? Do you have hives? What happens?
Yes, hives and sneezes and coughing the whole
thing. Is there one thing that is like the worst thing that you can't be around, like a cat or something? Or
I'm supposed to not be around cats, but we have two at our house. And since having the allergy shots, they're much better. I can tolerate. I don't get the attacks. I mean, we can be around them. I'm allergic to dogs, too. Birds, trees, pollen. It's just about everything. Thankfully, no foods.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because that was going to be my next question. Like, if you have a wheat issue or...
You have, like, the no-fun gene. You can't be around cats, dogs.
I know. I feel bad.
I do, though. Thank you, guys. I do. I'm around them. I house sit and dog sit, cat sit. I do all of that still. The allergy shots really do help.
That's a miracle shot for you, then.
Well, listen, before we say thank you and goodbye to you, one last question. You say your parents were out of town, so their house was kind of empty for a few days. Is that right?
Yes, I was taking care of the cats.
Did you go over, and have a little bit of fun at the house?
Rub a cat on her face or something?
No, I'm just thinking maybe take a friend over. And...
What? At mom and dad's house?
Yeah.
No.
What kind of weird fetish are you into?
No, none of that, boys, unfortunately.
Good, you shouldn't be doing it
that. Says unfortunately,
no.
Because if the option was there, Carrie would have raised her hand immediately.
Carrie, don't do that. That's weird.
I know. Goodness sakes.
You should see what I've done at... You should see what I've done at Jeremy's house when he's not
at my parents' house.
Man, you know, your house.
I'm sure. I've been listening to you guys since 1993, and I've met both of you a few times at free concerts in the park that you did a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind. I hope I wasn't wearing too much cologne or something and set off your allergies, but thank you. Thank you for that. It's nice of you.
Yeah, you guys are great. I listen to you every morning. You make me laugh. My birthday was this month. I sent Dom a message, and he did the two-word happy birthday for me on that email.
Excellent.
All right.
Because I couldn't call that morning. It was the day that we had that huge snowstorm. It was the second.
So. Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are so glad you've listened for so long. We appreciate you more than you know. Carrie, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. You guys, too. I love you guys.
We love you.
Bye. We love you back.
How cute. How nice.
She's been listening for almost 30 years and has never called.
It's a long time.
Dang. Hello, Caden. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Whoa.
Are
you in a cave or a bathroom right now?
Okay.
We can't hear
you.
Hold on a second. Nope.
We got to let Josh talk to you and work out that phone situation because we love you, Caden, but we can't do that. Maybe Josh can get him in a good spot. Robbie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How are you guys doing?
We're very well, Robbie.
We're so good, we can't stand it. Now, we have a three-day weekend. Robbie, do you have a three-day weekend?
Four-day weekend.
One milking a four-day weekend.
What is this?
That's pretty slick.
Jeremy and I need a new agent.
You sure do, for sure.
What do you do for a living, Robbie?
I work in IT.
Do you?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Say hi for my kid. His birthday coming up on March 1st.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
That's cool.
What are you going to do with your four-day weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're just going to sit around, huh?
Yeah. Sit around. Yeah. Watch movies with my kids and family. Yeah.
Are you binge-watching any TV shows right now?
I started Big Bang Theory recently.
I never got into that. I need to start.
As an IT guy, that kind of makes sense.
Spot on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When you got a four-day weekend and you're an IT guy, do you stay off the computer all weekend, or are you going to be wandering back over there?
I'll try to, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably on call, you know.
He's hooked.
How many times have you told people just to restart the computer when they have an issue?
A million?
As many times.
Yeah. That's all you do. You're like, did you restart the stupid computer?
Oh, my God.
All right, Robbie.
You listen, you are delightful. Thank you for listening for so long, and thank you for finally calling us. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's called Long Time, First Time. Here's Valeria. Valeria, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Super duper.
We're good, except we're finding out that everyone's got a four-day weekend but us.
Man.
So. I don't have a four-day weekend.
Good.
I work on Monday.
Good. Be a productive member of society. Thank you for that.
What do you do?
I'm a sterile processing technician, so I like clean and I sterilize the instruments that are used in the OR. So that's what I do.
No kidding.
Huh. I've never met anybody who's done that.
Isn't there like just a little contraption you put everything in?
Yeah, it's called a dishwasher, right?
It's not a dishwasher.
What?
That's what everybody calls it.
I feel like you've been told that before. You sound a little irritated.
She's got to be a little defensive about
don't
this.
You just like,
yeah, don't you just put it in you put it in a doohickey and you throw a switch.
Dishwasher. I could tell by your voice. You're like, it's not a dishwasher.
Workers here, the nurses, and are like, oh, so you're washing the dishes? I was like, no, they're called.
Well, then how do you sterilize them? Walk us through it.
So goes through like the decontamination side, so it's like the dirty side, and then we just rinse off the blood, clean it, brush it if it's really, really rusty. Ugh. Put it through the washing machine.
It's dishwasher, okay.
A washing machine, it goes for like a 45-minute cycle, comes out super hot, like 145 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we assemble it, so we have to put the set back together, make sure we follow, like, a list, and then we put it in the sterilizer, which is, like, a big oven.
Okay.
It goes up to, like, 275 degrees
Whoa.
For an hour, and then we pull it out, let it cool, and then they can take it.
Okay, so let's go back to that early step. You had me at we scrub all the blood off of it.
I know.
Yeah.
And
you have to wear like protective personal equipment.
Yeah, because there's probably like flesh and
you don't want stuff getting in your eye.
Parts hitting you. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I do on a daily basis. I've been doing it for 2 years now.
Do you like it?
I love it. I get to go into the OR. Actually, recently, my husband had a surgery here where I work, and I sneaked into the OR, and I saw them doing what they were doing, suturing and using all the instruments that I sterilize and watch because I never get to see them.
Yeah.
You know what I thought, Jeremy? I thought she was going to say my husband was having surgery. I snuck in, and I put in one of those rusty scalpels.
Oh, no. Are you hit? Did you hide something inside him before they sewed him up? A little Hershey's bar or something?
She dipped it in like a Wendy's Frosty or something and then put it in the stack with everything
else. No, no, no. Don't compromise her job. Don't do that.
You know, one of the things that I love about our job is talking to people who have jobs that we've never even thought about before. And Valeria, you've got one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think that. Like, it's an important job, but without us, the OR wouldn't be able to do anything.
But listen, that step three where you said you put them in the washing machine, that's essentially a dishwasher.
Kind of.
See, so you can't be too irritated. It's a dishwasher.
But it's a dishwasher plus so much
it's
more.
It's step three, though.
Because you still have the scrubbing of the blood, and then it goes into the
Then there's a sanitation thing, and then you're good to go. Yeah. But
and then the washer has, like, different cycles. So it has cycles for, like, gentle
cups
cleaning.
And
hey,
plates
so does mine.
And
so
extra
mine.
Dry. And,
yeah. All right. I get it.
Let me ask you one other thing before we let you go. Are you into blood and gore and guts and stuff like that? Do you like that stuff?
I mean, if it's like from a here, yeah, but movies, no.
No,
yeah, but I mean,
you're
if you're
like
standing
in
there in the OR, it doesn't bother you at all to see them slice into someone's abdomen.
Oh, that's so. Hey, what do you do? What do you do with all that extra stuff that you scrape off?
I mean, I have to. So there's like a sink system, so it goes down the sink after it's done. I unplug the sink.
Just goes into the sewer, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
We learned a
lot
today.
I'm fascinated by this. Yeah,
we learned a lot. So,
awesome.
Thank you for doing what you do. You have a very important job, actually.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Without you, there would be more people in the OR because they'd have all these nasty infections,
rusty knives.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I definitely don't want
You're
that.
Saving lives, damn it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to cry.
Now, listen.
Don't
the
cry.
Next time, Valeria, somebody says, hey, Valeria, what do? Your answer is, I save lives.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then just walk away. Mic drop. Walk away. Let them wonder what you do, because you haven't lied.
Mm-hmm.
You save
no, I
lives.
Did. I haven't.
Well, I got the car all locked. Yep. Listen, thank you for listening to the show. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Well, of course. It's because we love you.
All right.
I had so much fun today.
That was so cool.
Long time, first time was a hit today. I'm going to give it a ding.
Nice.
Because it was good.